From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today. It is Sunday, the 19th of September, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and we're going to have open phones for first-time callers, people who have never been able to get through live on air, folks that have been listening for years, have never tried to call. We would love to hear from you today. The toll-free number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we will get you up and on the air. Okay. We have a lot of important news here today to go over on the economy. The Arizona Republic is talking about criminal investigations of Joe Arpaio, the sheriff out in Phoenix, Arizona. We've got members of U.S. platoon in Afghan accused of killing civilians for sport in Afghanistan. We have Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, making jokes about being known as Big Sis, making jokes about Big Sis, Big Brother. So I thought we'd look at some of the things that have continued from Bush and now under Obama. If this isn't Big Brother, then I don't know what is. That is going to be coming up as well. There's a very powerful article that just talks about a four-year period in China where 45 million people were killed by the communists. That's in the London Independent. Mao, the Chinese say, killed 84 million. Our government says 64 million, but their own government says 80-plus million. But it's admitted on record 45 million in just a four-year period. And if you look at the policies of Mao Zedong, they're very similar to the carbon taxes and the globalists. Well, of course they are. Our government admits they put Mao Zedong into power. That's declassified now in 1949. And so to understand the dream scenario for the global social engineers, you need to look at Mao Zedong. Very important. It's also admitted our government helped put the head of the Khmer Rouge, Pol Pot, into power. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written two books bragging about that, and they killed 30% of the population there. And, of course, he was supposedly anti-communist. Now, all that matters is they exterminate a large portion of society, re-engineer things. That's how they wipe out old power structures and put in their new power structures, similar to the Bolsheviks, of course, funded by the U.S. and British governments in 1917, 1918. So we're going to be looking at that report today. There's good news. Texas sues to block bazaar. That's the quote, global warming, EPA rules. And this is a announcement made by Texas Attorney General Mr. Abbott going into the fact that it's all a complete fraud to steal money, that it's based on scientific fraud. And so Texas is suing to block this going in. Of course, Congress would not pass the carbon taxes. So Jackson and others in the Obama administration are going ahead with it. They're now officially not calling it a global warming. They're calling it global climate disruption. So they've got a new fraud. First, it was the ice age in the 70s. Since the 80s and 90s and 2000, 2010, the last 25 years, it's been global warming. Now it's just a thunderstorm is evil and is abnormal. They actually say that. A snowstorm, a thunderstorm, hot weather, anything is abnormal. And if you pay a tax to Al Gore and the central banks, they're going to take really good care of you. So that's coming up. Also, FDA won't allow food to be labeled free of genetic modification. Report has now come out on that front. This is being reported by Reuters, AP, and Raw Story. It's got a boil down on it. And so, yeah, oh, they'll tax you for a thunderstorm because that's abnormal. They'll tax you for exhaling carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that plants respirate from and creates photosynthesis with the sun. But they won't let you know you're eating a salmon that's got insect genes in it. They won't let you know you're eating genetically engineered soybeans. They won't let you know about something really serious. That's because they're a bunch of frauds. So that's all coming up as well. But first, on the other side of this quick break, globalists openly push world taxation and a new global currency. It's here, and it's happening now. This is going on now. This is happening now. We're going to break down this all-important issue and try to alert the world population. On the other side, InfoWars.com is the website.
When you're up, you worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Sunday, the 19th day of September 2010. On this live Sunday broadcast, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. We're also simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast in full living multicam, multicast shoot in video living color at prisonplanet.tv if you'd like to watch the show, not just listen to it. And if you are watching, you'll notice that I have all these giant stacks of important news. One of the big ones I'm going to be getting into in the next hour after we cover some other important news and take your calls is state's Homeland Security chief goes into hiding. This is out of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And here is another report out of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Quakers anti-war rallies on alert list. And what are we talking about here? Well, here's our report from yesterday. We also reported on this originally and first. 2 weeks ago, Pennsylvania Homeland Security targeted Tea Parties and put them on terrorist list and said they may be terrorists because they want to cut taxes. That was one of the reasons used. And it turns out $125,000 was paid to a Israeli company to collect the databases and spy on people. And it turns out at the G20 last year, they were actually used to create intelligence reports for pre-raids on some of the anti-G20 activist groups, including liberal groups and conservative groups. And so we're going to be talking about that coming up. And I want to dovetail it with this report. This report is out of the Arizona Republic. Arizona Sheriff Arpaio's office surveilled political rivals, and they say that criminal charges are in the making right now because he used his intelligence unit to spy on political rivals. Now, I've got mixed feelings about Arpaio. He is tough on crime. He's bucked the feds on the open borders and the illegal alien crime wave, but he has violated citizens' rights, and I'm against that. But you notice he's the guy trying to actually enforce the law against illegal aliens, and so the feds are suing him, suing the state, doing criminal investigations, and they've now gone in and gotten sheriff's deputies to claim he was doing things that are clearly illegal. Now, I've got a question here. You've got all over the country Homeland Security hiring British intelligence, Israeli intelligence. I mean, even FEMA put out press releases for NLE-09 and admitted in a drill with 14 nations that they had 14 foreign countries in the U.S. helping surveil mainly conservatives and libertarians. And it's clearly illegal. But the point is, why are they going after Arpaio? This is all part of the selective enforcement. So we're going to be discussing that coming up in the second hour this evening. And if your local station doesn't carry all of the show, you can always listen to the streams or the free podcast or the free iPhone app at Infowars.com. Or if you missed any of the broadcast, it's all at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, JonesReport.com. So we're going to be looking at this Arpaio situation versus what's happening in Ohio, Pennsylvania, in other states, because it's not just happening in this news report in Pennsylvania. We also have, in the last 2 months, three separate Tea Party groups in Ohio were told you're not allowed to demonstrate, you're not allowed to have rallies, because we think you're a hate group. And if the government now doesn't like you, you're not allowed to demonstrate. Now notice how they say, oh, you got to have a permit to demonstrate. They turn a right into a privilege, then they just stop issuing the permits. You don't need a permit. The courts have ruled over and over again to demonstrate. You need a permit to block a highway or a road for, say, a Macy's Day parade. You need a permit to block major city streets. The police and local city councils and legislatures and the state police and others are all across the country. Different agencies are always trying to say, we're not going to issue you a permit. They cannot stop you. They have literally lost thousands of lawsuits in the last 100 years on this subject. And Friday, on Constitution Day, a federal judge overthrew the particular city in Ohio's block on the Ohio Tea Party for being able to celebrate Constitution Day. But the reason they were blocking them was because these different private intelligence groups that get taxpayer money had put them on a list. And this was a mainline Tea Party group they put on a list and banned from protesting. But you still can't ban black supremacists, Mexican supremacists, white supremacists, and others. That's how they always try to set the precedent in Europe and other places, and now in the U.S. Oh, well, they're extremists. They can't demonstrate. Well, once you take their rights, you lose your rights. It's very elementary. But the big issue here is everywhere, government is trying to block people's right to free speech on the internet, their right to rally, their right to demonstrate. We're seeing more and more of this, and it's getting very scary. Every week or two, I see a report out of the FBI where they're banning British and EU citizens and others for life to ever traveling to the United States for sending emails to Obama at the White House that are mildly insulting. They don't call for violence. They don't do anything. You know, they call the president mild names, not even profane terms, because it's a family show. I won't even use them. But you can pull it up, you know, teen banned from life from U.S. for sending email to Obama. It'll pull up, you know, AP, Reuters, you name it. So the issue here is we're being conditioned to accept an end to free speech. Supreme Court Justice Breyer last week on ABC Good Morning America said, yes, we're going to probably have a court case soon and probably ban burning Korans or Bibles or American flags. Anything that upsets anyone else, you won't be allowed to do. Well, then all free speech is over. And we've got the FCC head, we've got the FCC diversity head on record. You can pull up these clips on YouTube. You know, FCC board member says that they will start regulating speech on the web. FCC board member says they will force diversity on the internet. This is the type of stuff that's going on. You've got the White House regulations czar, who was the boss of Kagan, the new Supreme Court justice, openly saying, we're going to ban saying man-made global warming, anthropogenic global warming isn't real. I mean, literally hundreds of statements a month without even looking. I'm not even looking for this stuff. I just see it everywhere. I'm sure you're seeing it as well on TV, radio, print, where government is calling for censorship of talk radio, the internet. And that's because the dinosaur media is dying. The dinosaur media has been discredited. And so it needs to come in and start using government control to shut down its competition. That's why we have this dangerous perfect storm of old dinosaur media, so-called liberal progressive media predominantly, that almost no one buys into, teaming up with government to try to come in and start restricting free speech. So, if you want that God-given right protected for your right to speak up, your right to write an email, your right to rally, your right to demonstrate, your right to have access to the websites you want to read, you had better support everyone else's free speech, even if you hate it, even if it's abhorrent, even if it's horrible. But more on that coming up. But this is really creepy all over the country that they've got foreign intelligence groups, private intelligence groups being paid, in some cases, millions of dollars in the aggregate to spy and create files on the American people. And, of course, every time we get these files going back for a decade, this didn't start under Obama. This was going on under Clinton, accelerated under Bush. It's now light speed under Obama because these presidents come and go. The bureaucracy stays the same. And it works for the big offshore banks. And in all these documents, in fact, there's new ones out today. They say number one threat isn't Muslim extremists. They aren't even on the chart. They aren't even on the radar. Number one, returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, and then down the rung, land rights activists, Second Amendment activists, and then peace activists. And Quakers and everybody else. Basically, if you're politically active, the government's watching you. This isn't freedom. This is tyranny. Now, the big news is straight ahead. Stay with us. World government coming up.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S., 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jesus.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Why does the United States have 5% of the world's population out of 100? Out of 100%, we've got 5%. Why do we have more than half the wealth? Because we had liberty and freedom and private property rights. No one else has had it to the level we have had. We live like barons. We live like kings. Even our poorest citizens live better than the rest of the poor worldwide. And when you lose your Bill of Rights and Constitution, which we're fast doing, most of it's gone. We can still get it back. It's been taken criminally. We can take back what's rightfully ours. As we lose that engine, we now see the highest poverty rate in 50 years in the United States with new government numbers. And that's even using Cook numbers. The feds, it's been shown, on unemployment, on inflation, on every level, manipulate the numbers to show it to be better than it is. Most economists say it's the worst it's been in U.S. history. NAFTA and GATT were designed to deindustrialize us. And finally, Boehner and Limbaugh and all these big Republican leaders are being honest about it. I hear them. And they're saying the government is run by crooks. They want to destroy the economy by design to make you dependent on them and to make you poor so you can't resist. Well, that's actually what the UN says. That's actually what the biological diversity assessment states. That's what the head climatologist for NASA says. Last week, he gave four different interviews. The White House science czar, John P. Holdren, we read the quotes on Friday, saying we want a post-industrial U.S. The carbon taxes are to get rid of jobs. They're not even denying this anymore. And that's my frustration. I was so frustrated this weekend. I talk about this all the time. But I've got new info. I'm about to go over this bombshell. Every time I look at my children, who are innocent and smart and good, I get angry now. Because I realize we have a tyranny. Just like if I was Russian and Lenin was taking over, I'd be upset. Or if I was German and Hitler was coming to power, I'd be upset. I mean, I know history. And we don't have to repeat it if people will wake up. And presidents come and go, but these globalist corporate interests have stated what they're doing. They're conquering the planet through socialism. They come in, take over your government, get more than half the public dependent on government, as we've now crossed that Rubicon a year ago. More than half the public are on welfare or get handouts or have a government job or contract. 51% now. And once they've got that dependent group, just like Mao Zedong had half the people on the government dole, they come after the rest of us. And for every government job, it costs 2 free market jobs. Well, you see the government growing, state, local, federal, everything else shrinking. We know what this does. And people got to get it through their heads that it's being done by design. We're being economically conquered. Now, I've been on air since 1995. And in 1995, I had all the documents that we've covered here about the IMF, the World Bank, the Council on Foreign Relations, the UN, the RAND Corporation, all of them saying they want a world government and how they would collectivize things and how NAFTA and GATT was designed to deindustrialize us. The globalists wrote about this in the 60s. How do you think in the 70s they made the movie with James Caan, Rollerball? You watch that movie, they're thrown at your face. Every country is only allowed to basically produce one thing so that no nation can be independent, and they're all tied together by a global corporate government. This is all publicly stated. If you read Bloomberg Business Week, they tell you this every week. If you read The Economist every week, as I do, they tell you it's happening. Hundreds of articles every week admitting world government. But in almost all of these mainstream articles, they say world government is the answer. Now, think about where we've come from. Old-timers 30, 40, 50 years ago would read these government white papers about how they were incrementally – bringing us into a tyrannical, unelected world government, and they would warn people, and they'd get put on government list, and they'd be harassed, and if they got prominent, they'd be demonized. Okay? Now, here we are. It's 2010. 2010 is long in the tooth. And every day, I don't have to read the Financial Times of London or Washington Post telling me how great world government is or how it's the answer to our economic problems, though they're doing that. We've got the IMF openly saying we must have a new global currency and announcing how they want to do it. And it's exactly how I told you they would do it 15 years ago. Not because Alex Jones is special. If I see a Mack truck coming at me and I'm standing in the middle of a highway, I'm going to get out of the way. Here comes a big truck with its lights on, blowing its horn. I'm not a rocket scientist. They said they would do this. That's what's so frustrating about it, okay? And they've got all these yuppie idiots who their comeback is, well, you've seen Star Trek. It's one world government and that. Literally, I get that every day. Or isn't that how humans are growing, is towards world government? No, it's not. Towards an unelected, secretive corporate government that destroys your right to private property and freedom and raises taxes on you to fund them offshore and they're above the law? That, I mean, even if you're for world government and are a big chump, you should know that national sovereignty are firewalls to tyranny. Just like having 50 states is a firewall. One state's got taxes too high, you run to the state with lower taxes. And the OECD and the IMF and World Bank say they want a world government to set global taxes at over 80% like France. That's all the U.S. has got going for it. No industry left to speak of, dumbed down, lowest test scores in the West. But at least we've still got lower taxes as high as they are compared to Europe and Asia. So there's still some jobs and investment coming here. But once they have their global corporate government in place, there's nowhere to run. So the info I'm about to give you is so important. I hope you'll take notes. This story is at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.com only. I wrote this in consultation with Paul Watson this morning. We compiled this report. They have come out in the last 2 weeks and have fully detailed that in the next 2 months, they plan to pass global agreements with the private corporations meeting with the UN and the head of our State Department and the head of our Treasury to establish a global currency and global currency regulations and to establish multiple global taxes, including currency taxes, industry value-added taxes, and more importantly, the regulations that go with that. So you've got six megabanks, six, who fund the environmental movement, who openly fund the carbon taxes to be paid to them. And I've got the quotes here from the heads of the central banks. I'm going to read them, then I'm going to go to your calls. And they openly state this will give the private banks total government power and financial power over everything. Now, these global banks have already got control of the Bank of England, the private Federal Reserve, and other major central banks of almost every country. But they still got to back it up with your regional tax money, and still your Congress, your parliaments, your legislatures have some control, though they've phased out and handed most of their control over, being bought off by these offshore interests. Under this system, we will lose all control, just like we have over trade by joining the World Trade Organization, a private group. And so that's what's happening is these global interests come in. They've got the corporate structure. They've got the corporate systems of control. They're coordinated. They've got the organizational skills, and they incrementally take over your governments. Have those governments point the tax money at them and then just always expand more, 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 more. So no more denial. The Republicans and Democrats have stalled us for decades saying there's no world government. We're already deep into it, but now it's coming out in the open.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Are live. Your phone calls are coming up and a ton of other news, but I want to now get into our top story. And I want to remind listeners, you can go to the IMF website and go to the World Bank website, the International Bank of Settlements website. You can go to the CFR's own website. This is all public, and this was public 30 years ago. This was public 40 years ago. This was public 50 years ago. But the difference is 15, 20 years ago, you had to go to the library, a bigger library, a college library, a major city library, to be able to find this, and people wouldn't do it. So the media would get up there on television and tell you it didn't exist. And now the CFR has published reports bragging how they kept it from the public, laughing at you. It's very funny to them. And they've used all their liberal and conservative talk show hosts to laugh at people and say you're an extremist and it didn't exist. The difference is now it's here. They bankrupted us through the end of Glass-Steagall 11 years ago, as we told you they would. Their solution is more taxes, VAT taxes at the national, international level. Now, let's go through this Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones report that is at prisonplanet.com right now. And it just went up on InfoWars as well. Let's go to this. Globalist push world transaction tax at UN summit. And then later in the report, it links directly to the IMF, where they're also setting up their new global currency. Now, you'll still have your U.S. currency, your euro currency, your pound, your yen, your yuan, your shekels, but they will all be globally set every day at this private central bank consortium, which will allow them even more insider trading to consolidate power. And every currency trade you make, taxes will be paid to the mega six banks. All public. This is private corporations that will put you out of your house if they have their way. They're ruthless. Let's continue. Final move for world government and destruction of middle class begins. Don't say you weren't warned. Globalists representing 60 nations will meet at the UN this coming week to push a tax on world financial transactions in the name of solving poverty and climate change. That's nothing to do with that. Formerly launched as a massive program to bankrupt the middle class and enrich the coffers of the global government. Spearheaded by European Union countries, the so-called innovative financing proposal envisions a tax of 0.005%. That's how it started in England with the VAT 30 years ago. Now it's 15%, which experts estimate could produce $30 billion a year worldwide for priority causes. As Ira Stoll, editor of Future Capitalism, points out, new taxes always start off small so as not to be resisted by people forced to pay them, like the income tax started at 1% and are then always gradually increased. Now, this was all under the Copenhagen Treaty last year, but they failed, so they're now back again. When people suggest taxes, they always start out small. But once the door is open to the idea of global taxes, with a global army, global rules, you can bet they won't end small. Never mind all the issues about whether development aid actually helps poor countries or just winds up empowering corrupt local dictators and their cronies. Yeah, they're paid off by this. The call for a global transaction tax arrives in the aftermath of the leaked UN blueprint, which outlines how elitists plan to rebrand global warming in an effort to dismantle the middle class. That's their stated goal. They want you under their control. You think they want you with money and uppity? No. They want you poor. And winds up empowering corrupt local dictators and their cronies. It goes on. The aim is to limit and redirect the aspirations for a better life of rising middle classes around the world. In other words, to reduce the standard of living for the middle classes in Western Europe and America. That's a quote from the document. However, as we uncovered during the Copenhagen summit, the program of global redistribution of wealth and transaction taxes largely centers around looting the wealth of the middle class in richer countries and then using that money to bankroll the construction of world government. As the leaked Danish text of the Copenhagen Treaty revealed, the money generated from the consumption tax will go directly to the World Bank, not to developing countries to lower carbon emissions or alleviate poverty. In fact, actually increase taxes on them as well. That's why the Third World said no. Under the terms of this proposal, poorer countries will not simply be handed the money pillaged from richer nations. Instead, they will be forced to accept green loans, which actually shut down their industry, in the name of combating climate change, a policy that would land the already financial devastated Third World with even more debt payable to globalist institutions such as the IMF. Even if you accept the global institutions, who have proven to be completely corrupt time and time again, should be empowered to steal from the rich and give to the poor. These are the same global six banks that created the derivatives and got bailed out. These proposals don't even do that. This is all about bankrolling the expansion of world government and creating a giant slush fund that will be used to coerce smaller countries into allowing themselves to be ruled and regulated by a global bureaucracy funded by increased destitute taxpayers in the West. We warned that globalists were embarking on a global financial transaction tax back in December when Lord Monckton obtained the draft proposal for the Copenhagen summit. As Monckton revealed at the time, the end game is to, quote, tax the American economy to the extent of 2% of GDP, to impose a further tax of 2% on every financial transaction, that'll also track it, they admit that, and to close down effectively the economies of the West, transferring your jobs to third world countries, close quote. The tax, which was vehemently supported by President Obama in Copenhagen, will cost American families already laboring under the greatest financial collapse for generations at least $3,000 a year just for starters. There can no longer be any denial that a world government is preparing to plunder the West by enforcing a myriad of different global consumption taxes for financial levies to a carbon tax, which will do absolutely nothing to address the real environmental issues and will be solely used to expand the power of the World Bank and the IMF and the UN. Allied to the global tax assault is the newly published, this is published by them, IMF strategy document, direct link in our article, directly to them. You'll be on the IMF website, okay? No more denial, no more thumb sucking. We were right about it all. We told you the truth and took the heat for decades, being laughed at by every neocon and every liberal scumbag paid off. I was offered huge jobs 10 years ago to stop talking about this, and I said no, because I care about my country and my family. I'm not going to get mad. But how can you not get angry? The same banks that created the derivatives and scammed us that own both parties are now openly setting up world government. They've set up private intelligence units inside the U.S. to suppress patriots, the main group being gun owners, returning veterans, and people that protest the bankers. I'm sorry, I'm going to stop. I apologize. Back to the article. Look, if you're not angry, something's wrong with you. You're going into bondage. Allied to the global tax is a newly published IMF strategy document that calls for the implementation of a global currency called the Bancor, where they just create unending trillions for themselves that we got to back up with tax money. I'm about to read the quote here in a minute from them, which will be pushed through by means of draconian regulatory measures that eviscerate sovereignty rights of nation states and hand complete economic control to the global economy over to a tiny despotic ruling elite. The Bancor will hand the IMF the power to manipulate exchange rates and determine the eventual collapse of the dollar. Massive resistance must be focused around rejecting the institution of global taxes paid to the United Nations and the formation of global currencies. Otherwise, the last tattered shreds of American sovereignty will be flushed down the toilet for good. Now, that's the Prison Planet article. Every statement is linked directly to the IMF, World Bank, UN. Every stinking statement. All proof. But when Nightline was here a few months ago, I tried to give them all these documents. They laughed at me and went on ABC News and basically said I was a lunatic with no proof. They're counting on you not going and reading this. Do you understand? They're doing economically what Hitler and Stalin couldn't do militarily. Now, when we come back, I'm going to finish up on this and then go to your phone calls for all of you patiently holding. 888-201-2244. Got like 15 people on hold. We'll get to all of you, but I got to cover this. Because when we come back, I'm going to show you how they're pushing everything in this report we did in the mainstream news, but with sugar-coated garbage. It's all coming up, and I'm going to read what central bankers have to say.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Remember when Alex told you to spell freedom, F-O-O-D? Well, it was true. Food prices are going up even for eFoods Direct. This will require the first price increase in 3 years. Legislation is in process to outlaw growing and sharing of food. Millions of families are being forced to depend on the government to feed them. Food prices are going up for Americans because other countries are buying our food. The most important thing Americans can do for freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of food. Because of your huge response to this buy three get one free special, it will be continued for 7 more days until September 27th. The new price increase will take effect September 28th. eFoods Direct is helping fight for your freedom, spelled F-O-O-D, every way they can. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
The Republic is on its knees.
I was a highwayman.
The hedge of protection, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, is being dismantled scientifically. A ruthless coterie of world financiers openly stating that they want planetary government for forced population reduction is in control. I wanted to read to you some quotes here. Here's one by Zhu Zhuangchan, the Chinese central bank head. And this is at the last UN meeting, and they're now ratifying all of this. A super sovereign reserve currency not only eliminates the inherent risk of credit-based sovereign currency, but so now these private bankers can do whatever they want, but also makes it possible to manage global liquidity. A super sovereign reserve currency managed by a global institution could be used to both create and control global liquidity, wrote Chinese central bank head in a paper calling for world currency. The centralized management of its member countries' reserves of the fund will be an effective measure to promote a greater role of the SDR, special drawing right, to the International Monetary Fund's first effort at a world currency as a reserve currency. And what does the IMF publicly call for? The same thing. And so when you hear on the news, oh, they're developing a new global currency. Oh, they're developing new bank rules. Oh, they're not going to allow what happened with the subprime mortgages to happen again. It's the mega banks that changed the rules and sold those. Again, I'll go back 4 months ago. The head of the Texas Banking Association got it right. they wrote a big editorial and said, these are the mega banks that caused the collapse. They want to come in. They control federal regulators. They want to take us over. Now what's happening? It's the very crooks that have engineered all this that are carrying this out. And once they've got their global currency in place, they won't give you credit if you're a patriot, if you're somebody that criticizes them. They're openly saying this. This is a global financial dictatorship that's being set up. So look at these mainstream news headlines that I just searched the term global bank rules today, and this is what I got here. Business Journalism reports, new global bank rules can be local U.S. story. And says our government's writing its banking rules under the new power the Federal Reserve's gotten. They got more power out of engineering the crisis to set rules to be unified in tandem with the new global rules, because the Federal Reserve is part of this cartel. Here's another one. Canadian financial minister, Canada banks well positioned for Basel rules. Basel, Switzerland sets their rules. Here's a new one. Greenspan let Bush-era tax cuts expire. They know when they raise the taxes that it's going to shut the economy down even more. They know that. That's what they want. That's out of a marketplace, Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. Washington Post. Once considered unthinkable, U.S. sales tax gets fresh look. And they want a VAT. What is the IMF and World Bank calling for? An international, a national, they are trying to set up a world government where they set the tax rules. And they state all that. It's all stated. But I can't get national talk show hosts to talk about it. Oh, now they're forced a little bit. But they say, we've got to pay our bills to these bankers. That's of the Lord. We don't owe this money. It's all a fraud. Here's another one. Energy Department says it has mandate to force market transformation for household appliances, even not just deciding what type of new appliance with their buddies who have patents for it, but if you can even have the appliance, federal home inspections, all of it under the carbon tax regime. But they can't pass that legislation, so they're just having the bureaucracy do it. That's out of CNS News. So these are just some of the reports on that front. And that dovetails with some good news, though. The UN has gone from 10 months ago denying the Copenhagen emails were even real, ClimateGate, when we first started reporting on it, when it was just hackers claimed they had it, then it turned out it was all real, to admitting, okay, we lied about the polar ice caps melting, they're getting bigger. Okay, we lied about the polar bears dying. There's actually more of them than ever. Okay, we lied about the glaciers and the Himalayas melting. They're getting bigger. Okay, it's all a fraud. It doesn't matter. The population's too big. We still need these taxes to shut down the economy. In fact, guys, I had it in my stack Friday, but I know you already moved it. I actually highlighted it. Will you come dig through the stack and find the quotes of because I don't want to paraphrase them. I want to show people the quotes. And there's a video link. He did CNS News and two other TV interviews where the White House science czar said, we've got to shut down the economy. These are quotes. He said, we've got to have a post-industrial U.S. Here's the stack right here. You can walk in front of the camera. I don't care. Get it for me. I can't dig it out live on air. I want to actually read those quotes to people. I don't want to. Or here, just search the term live on TV and for radio listeners. Search the term White House Science Czar or John P. Holdren, knock U.S. back to Stone Age. And that'll pull up our article about it, but it has the quotes in it and the link to the video. I mean, folks, just John P. Holdren, knock U.S. back to Stone Age. Please go look at it. They want to shut the economy down. Don't believe me. Go look it up right now. I mean, if you don't have a computer, go to the library Monday and do it. Please find out I'm telling you the truth. Watch the stinking video. He sat down with Cyber News Service and others this week and said it's a wonderful thing to get rid of your jobs. I mean, these people aren't going to stop. The mega banks are waging war against the free market. They don't like you having a good life. They want you dependent on them. Oh, please. The guys were telling me earlier I was turning red in here. I mean, I really am getting angry. I don't like people robbing me. I don't like them taking my country over and butchering my rights for myself and my wife and my children. I mean, I'm mad about this. And I guess I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. I told you 15 years ago about all this and it came true. I'm a weirdo that I get mad about freedom being destroyed. I should only care if my football team loses. And that is why we're in so much trouble. We need to get serious minds. We need to get angry and focus and really take action. Now, here is a report here from WOAI Television. Texas sues to block bizarre global warming EPA rules. The state of Texas today sued the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the federal court in Washington, D.C., claiming four new regulations imposed by the EPA are based on thoroughly discredited, hallelujah, findings of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and are factually flawed, and it goes on from there. And so this is all admitted. And Abbott's Attorney General of Texas is telling the truth. They admit it's a fraud. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott says the rules are illegal and, if imposed, will cost Texas in higher energy costs and tens of thousands of lost jobs. The state explained that the IPCC and therefore the EPA relied on flawed science to conclude that the greenhouse emissions endanger public health and welfare, Abbott said, because the administration predicted its endangerment findings of the IPCC's questionable facts. The state is seeking to prevent the EPA's new rules and the economic harm that will result from these regulations from being imposed on Texas employers, workers, and enforcement agencies. Well, we got to go further than that. The state of Texas is investigating and needs to block the city of Austin law they passed 2 months ago for $2.6 billion. Austin Energy admits in increased prices in the next 3 years on gas and power. In a new carbon tax. I mean, Austin just now passed this garbage. Austin just now ran this through. And what did Schwarzenegger say at the Copenhagen event last November? He said, you can pull up the quotes, because the U.S. won't do this, we're going to go to the cities and states and get it through. Of course, he was involved in Enron scamming everybody. What do you expect? Of course, the Republicans just love him. Oh, we love you, Arnold. You're so conservative. Oh, we love you, Newt Gingrich, calling for carbon taxes. Oh, it's so trendy. Continuing, White House has put out a press release, global warming out, global climate disruption in. So now if there's any type of climate change, I mean, they're teaching school kids already. This has been going on for years, that any type of change in weather is abnormal. Pretty soon, you know, kids will say, Grandpa's crazy, right, Mommy? He says, used to, we had, didn't have seasons, right? I mean, they're teaching people that to have seasons is wrong. Oh, meanwhile, September snow surprises Montana. Snow began falling in some areas of north-central Montana and along the Rocky Mountain front early on Friday, leaving some people checking their calendar to see if it's still, in fact, summer. The early snow, I mean, oh, I guess the global warming is going to get us. If we just pay Al Gore some taxes, everything will be just fine. Second hour's coming up. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to dig out those John P. Holdren quotes. You might even play some of the video where he says, yeah, we want to get rid of our economy. We want to end the industrialized society. Find out more in my groundbreaking film available on DVD, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available at Infowars.com or download it to super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You have found it, the tip of the spear, the front line in the Infowars. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.